Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for June 2013. First, let's talk about the Moon. New Moon this month is on the 8th of June, and Full Moon on the 23rd, so the best time to look at the Moon through a telescope is between the last and first quarters, at any time from the 1st to the 16th of the month. This is because you want the Moon to be lit by the Sun from the side, rather than full on as it is at full moon, so to illuminate the sides of mountains and craters so that you can see them better. This month's full moon is a perigee full moon, which means it coincides with the closest the moon gets to the Earth in its orbit. Added to the fact that a summer full moon never gets very high in the sky, this will mean that this full moon will look larger than usual. Now, this is mostly an optical illusion. However, because the Moon is closer than average, it will actually be around 12% larger than the full Moon will be next December. However, you would not normally notice this. And just to prove the point, try holding your arm outstretched and cover the Moon with the tip of your little finger. Try this again the next time you see a full Moon higher in the sky, and you'll notice that it's exactly the same size. Now on to the planets, and an interesting little positioning of Mercury, Venus and Jupiter, which will form a straight line on the first of the month, low down in the northwest, around 10 o'clock in the evening. So as you will see, Venus is revisiting us in the evening sky at a magnitude of minus 3.8. This means it will be very bright. The more negative the magnitude or brightness of an object, the brighter it is. Magnitude is a strange scale, with Jupiter appearing to be minus 1.8 on this scale when you look at this planetary alignment, and the full moon has a magnitude of about a minus 11. Saturn is again the best placed planet to view this month, and may be found around 11 o'clock at night at around 25 degrees above the horizon, just west of south. Saturn is in the constellation of Virgo, fairly near the brightest star of that constellation called Spica. Saturn will have a magnitude of plus 0.5, whereas Spica has a magnitude of plus 1, so they are very similar in brightness. And as always, if you have binoculars or a small telescope, then the rings of Saturn are a spectacular sight. And you should also see the largest moon of Saturn called Titan. All the other planets, Venus, Jupiter and Mercury, I've already mentioned, and Uranus, Neptune and Mars, are all visible, but very low down, just after sunset or just before sunrise. There are no notable meteor showers this month. Besides, with the longer days and shorter nights, it would not be very easy to see them. And now, as usual, on to Constellation Watch. This month we are well and truly into the summer constellations. The Cygnus family that I talked about in an earlier podcast, Lyra, Delphinus and Sagitta, and the summer triangle formed by the three bright stars, Deneb in Cygnus, Vega in Lyra and Altair in Aquila the Eagle. The Milky Way is not best placed to view at this time of year, not only because of the brighter sky, but because the Milky Way is currently lying flat across the eastern horizon. However, there are some nice double stars to look at. The widest separated double star system as seen from the Earth may be found in the handle of the plough, the second star in from the end. If you have average eyesight, you should be able to make out two stars simply by looking at it. These stars are called Alcor and Mizar, Mizar being the brighter of the two at magnitude plus 2. With binoculars or a small telescope, there are two other double stars worth looking at, and these are Regulus, the brightest star in Leo the Lion, and Albireo in the tail of Cygnus the Swan. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool, as always, is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for July's highlights. Bye for now.